Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I spent, I think, an entire evening just recently trying to cross-reference these three different internal reports. Just looking for one specific number. We're all just pile up information, aren't we?
Yeah.
PDFs, articles we save, transcripts from videos.
Hmm.
Sometimes it feels less like a library and more like, I don't know, just drowning in data.
Oh, yeah. It's the classic research problem, right?
Yeah.
But it's amplified now with all these tools. We need info fast. But then you turn to a general AI and sometimes it just starts, well, making things up because it's looking at the whole messy internet.
Right. So imagine if you had this AI assistant, but it was totally personalized, a research guide that only and strictly uses your trusted information. It basically stops that whole hallucination problem because, well, it can't talk about something it hasn't read from you.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today. We're exploring a notebook LM. It's this really interesting tool from Google. It fundamentally changes how you can organize and, more importantly, use all that knowledge you've gathered.
Okay, so today we'll break down the core tech behind it. We'll look at the workspace, which is actually pretty simple. Then we'll walk you through setting up your first notebook focused on your stuff. And then we'll get into the cool creative tools like making quizzes automatically or even presentation videos. This is really about giving you a way to master large chunks of information, but specifically targeted to the data you've already collected. Okay, let's get into it.
So fundamentally, Notebook LM is built to be your personal research assistant, super focused. But what's the single biggest tech difference between this and just a standard chatbot?
It really boils down to the constraint. It's forced limitation. You know, standard AI looks everywhere, the whole web. Notebook LM is strictly limited. Only the documents you upload, your PDFs, your notes, your transcripts, nothing else. And that's what makes it genuinely personal and, maybe most importantly, trustworthy.
So if I upload, say, 15 really specific files about, I don't know, internal project metrics, the AI can only quote from those 15 files. It won't bring in anything else.
Exactly. That's it. And the tech that makes this happen, that guarantees it, is called RAGG, Retrieval Augmented Generation. Basically, RAG just means in simple terms. The AI first reads and kind of indexes your documents. Then it uses only that reading to generate answers. So the answers are accurate. You can check them. It's like a closed loop.
Huh. So it's almost like a lawyer arguing a case. They can only use the specific evidence you handed them. They can't just speculate or, you know, pull something from across the street.
That's a great analogy, yeah. Perfect. The output is always anchored in the evidence you provide.
Okay, so then, if the AI is strictly limited like that, only using my sources, how does that really change the quality, the reliability of the answers I get?
Well, the answers become really accurate. You can trust them. And crucially, they're always tied directly back to your original source material. So when you first open it up, the interface, it's really built for function. It avoids confusion. It's basically split into three main parts, which makes handling complex research, well, simpler.
Okay, so on the left, you've got your library. That's like your personal bookshelf, right? For all sorts of files, Google Docs, PDFs, website links, even YouTube transcripts, that's where your raw stuff lives.
Then right in the middle, that's the conversation space. That's your main workspace. That's where you actually chat with the AI, ask it to summarize that long technical manual, or maybe compare ideas from two different files you uploaded.
And the really key thing there, the quality check, is the citation. Yeah. Every single thing it says, every fact, has this little number next to it, right?
Oh.
And it links directly back to the exact spot in your original document, so you can check it instantly. Super important.
Yep. And then over on the right, there's the creative toolbox. They call it the studio panel. Think of that as the workshop. That's where the AI takes your simple data and turns it into useful things, quizzes, mind maps, flashcards, that kind of stuff.
The flexibility seems like the big win here. You know, students could use it for prepping for complex exams, easily grabbing citations for essays. Writers could use it to organize like tons of research from different articles for a book or something.
Absolutely. And for professionals. Imagine you get that like 50-page business report Monday morning. Dense stuff. Instead of spending hours reading it, you just feed it into the conversation space and ask, okay, what are the three main risks here and how do they suggest mitigating them? Boom. You're ready for the meeting.
Right. So beyond just studying or reading summaries, what's maybe the fastest way a professional could use that citation feature, especially when they're on a tight deadline?
Those quick citation checks just build credibility instantly. You know, I'll admit, I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes. So being able to quickly verify the AI's claim against the source, that's essential.
Okay, let's make this practical. Let's walk through setting up a notebook. Say we're researching sustainable living. Pretty common topic.
Sure. So step one is easy. Sign in, click PUP plus new notebook. Step two is all about the sourcing. This is where you feed the AI your knowledge base. You can pull files from Google Drive, upload that important PDF guide you found, paste in a Wikipedia link, and this is cool, paste a YouTube video link. It'll grab the whole transcript.
Okay, so everything's loaded in. Now you start the conversation, right, in that chat window.
Yeah.
But the key is getting specific with your prompts, isn't it? Not just general questions.
Absolutely. You got to move beyond what is sustainable living. Ask for something specific, like, are there any tips about saving water mentioned in the PDF and the transcript? Or maybe a comparison prompt. Compare how the Wikipedia article defines sustainable living versus how the YouTube video explains it. Get specific.
And again, every answer it gives is grounded by those little clickable citation numbers. It's like built-in fact-checking. Makes the whole thing reliable.
Yeah, it's like having a super efficient librarian who points you to the exact sentence on the right page every single time. Cuts down massively on that time you'd normally spend checking footnotes.
That sounds really useful. But what about, what if I feed it two sources that totally clash? Like one article says plastic recycling is great and another says it's basically useless. Does the AI try to pick a side or smooth it over?
Good question. No, it's designed to actually highlight the conflict. It'll usually say something like, source one says X, but source two says Y. It presents the differing views with the citations, so you can see the conflict and decide based on the evidence. It won't create some kind of false consensus.
Okay, that makes sense. So say I've just started looking into this topic. How can I find more trustworthy info without having to leave the notebook interface?
Yeah, you can use the new Discover Sources feature. It suggests related high-quality sources, often from places like universities or research groups, based on what you've already uploaded.
All right, so we've talked about pulling information out. Now let's shift to creating things with it. That's where the Studio Panel, the Creative Toolkit, comes in. This seems like where the AI goes beyond just summarizing and actually starts generating useful, finished knowledge products for you.
Yeah, and the strategic value here is important. It's not just about, say, making flashcards. It's about making flashcards based only on the specific technical terms from your proprietary documents that you need to memorize. It's targeted.
Okay, like that Discover Sources feature we just mentioned.
Yeah.
That sounds like a real research booster. It looks at your stuff and then actively suggests related academic sources. And you can get really specific with the prompt there, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could ask something like, based on my documents about recycling and composting, find me 5 recent academic papers on the circular economy, and also effective waste management policies, specifically in major port cities in Southeast Asia. I mean, that's a pretty sophisticated, targeted research request in just one go.
Then you got the study tools, like quizzes. It just makes them automatically to test your knowledge.
Exactly. And you can demand really specific kinds of quizzes, too. You might tell it, create a quiz, make it 15 difficult questions, mix of multiple choice and true-false, and focus only on the stats and scientific terms from these specific science reports I uploaded. Ignore the general concepts. It tests exactly what you need it to test.
And flashcards for just straightforward memorization, like make me 30 flashcards to memorize key definitions about sustainable farming techniques. Maybe focusing on things like permaculture or hydroponics for my sources.
Yeah, and personally, I really like the mind maps. For visual learners, seeing that big picture is so helpful. It lays it out visually, you know, like sustainable living in the middle, then main branches like reduce waste, save energy, and then smaller branches off those like composting, recycling. It turns a dense topic into something you can see.
These tools really do seem to move way beyond just summarizing. So how quickly can they actually take us from just raw data, I mean messy notes, to a finished, maybe even professional level output?
Whoa. I mean, imagine creating a whole structured presentation video, fully sourced from documents you trust, in just minutes. It drastically speeds up both the learning part and the actual production part. And that speed in production brings us to the really polished, media-ready outputs. First up, there's the audio overview. This thing turns your documents into a short, kind of flexible audio summary, like a custom mini podcast just for you, based on your stuff.
That sounds great for absorbing complex info while you're, like, commuting or exercising. You could prompt it something like, make a 7-minute audio overview. Use the style of a thoughtful documentary narrator. Tell a story about plastic pollution's impact and present the solutions found in my notes. Pretty cool.
And then the video overview. Honestly, this one feels pretty groundbreaking. It automatically generates a 3 to 4 minute presentation video. We're talking dynamic slides, a voiceover, all created automatically and based only on your source documents.
Wow. So you could build a professional-looking deck on, say, the impact of fast fashion. You'd tell it to structure the video into maybe environmental costs, social impacts, and sustainable alternatives, feed it the source articles and reports, and you've got a presentation ready in minutes.
Pretty much. And it's not just for English speakers. You can generate the script and slides in other languages too, like Vietnamese, for example. Makes your research accessible much more broadly.
That speed is definitely incredible, but it does make me wonder, if you generate a video presentation in, say, 3 minutes, instead of spending 20 hours crafting it, does that maybe bypass some of the critical thinking needed to really internalize the material?
That's a really thoughtful point. I think the value shifts, you know? You save a ton of time on the design aspect, but you probably need to spend more focused time on the prompting, making sure the structure is exactly right, and then critically verifying the content using those citations. So the critical thought moves maybe from creation to validation and synthesis. It's a different kind of engagement.
Okay, so to make sure that synthesis is high quality, we have those three best practices. First one, quality over quantity. Garbage in, garbage out. Always holds true, right?
Absolutely. Second, be specific. Don't just ask vaguely, tell me about recycling. Ask. List the step-by-step process for recycling plastic bottles correctly, based only on the guidelines in Document X. Specific prompts get accurate results.
Makes sense. And third, break down big topics. If you're tackling something huge like, I don't know, the entire history of the space shuttle program, maybe split it up. Make smaller, focused notebooks, one for design, one for missions, one for the end of the program. Keep the AI focused on manageable chunks.
Right. So given how fast these AI tools are changing all the time, what should listeners maybe keep an eye out for? What should they prioritize checking for next week with Notebook LM?
Yeah, good question. I'd say just check back often. See what new creative tools pop up or what new kinds of sources you can upload. The pace of updates is pretty fast. And it's all aimed at helping you learn faster and get more inventive with your own knowledge.
Oh. So when you step back, Notebook LM really feels like it changes how we interact with our own knowledge. It's not just another general search tool. It becomes this personalized, creative, and importantly, highly accurate assistant for managing knowledge.
Yeah, the goal shifts, doesn't it? It's not just about collecting facts anymore. It's about actively using them, synthesizing them, creating new things based on them. Outputs you can actually trust because they're tied directly back to your sources.
So the question for you listening is, what complex 50-page report or maybe what huge online course or lecture series are you going to finally master using these kinds of features? It's time to stop feeling buried by all that data and actually start organizing that knowledge effectively. Yeah, just start building that first notebook. You might genuinely be surprised how fast you can take maybe years of saved articles and notes and turn them into a clear, verifiable summary.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.